Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Doc Ellis. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Munson and he is out, Mason applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. White reaches second base with a double. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Terry Forster now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. There goes Munson. The throw from Essien to Dent, and Munson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Yankees won. The Yankees will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive towards first. Spencer catches it and steps on first to double up May. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Yankees won. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Yankees won. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason strikes out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Yankees won. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broimer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Yankees won. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson fires to third and picks off Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White bunts towards the mound. Forster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Chambliss moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first, with Forster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Jim Spencer. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Forster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.